They get a remix just right. It's Kaz Tech with the Funky VIP mix from I Came to Get Funky. Before that, some Shoma Jozi with Jamani on 5FM. 20 minutes before 1 o'clock, you're tuned into 5 Lunch with me, Zanele. At 1, Younger's going to be updating us in terms of the news. But right now, something that we've been promising since yesterday. So if you have not heard of the name Carl Kugelman as yet, I'm so glad that you're about to learn about him, because he is genuinely somebody who I believe is going to change the landscape of not only modeling in the world. Yes, I mean it when I say the world, because he's lived abroad. He lived in Hong Kong for, I think, 6 months. Then he also lived in New York for a year or something like that. I think he'll get it right in terms of where and for how long in our chat that we had. But he's also someone who at the moment has, I think, some of the most followers on TikTok in South Africa. Of all of our 55 million people population, he's one of the top creators on TikTok and somebody who just continues to make waves, because last year he was recognized by E, the People's Choice Awards. And I definitely think that us getting to know him is exactly what we need to do on the show, because for us, anything that young people are doing and doing with gusto and making their name, we're all about promoting it and all about hearing about how exactly they did it as well. Maybe you're somebody who wants to get into social media. Here is a young king who did it in a year and a half. Younger, can you imagine that? Gaining over 4 million followers in less than 18 months.
Yo, no, that's... good on you.
Exactly.
Like, good on you. Wow, no, you have something.
Exactly.
If you have everybody following you that quickly,
millions of people are currently following Carl Kugelman. And let me tell you this, it's not just about his looks. This is also why. 5 Lunch family, today we're joined by somebody who has been so impactful over the last couple of years, not only in the social media scenes, but also in the modeling scenes in South Africa and abroad. Somebody who can boast about the fact that they have been nominated as one of E! People's Choice Awards Africa's Social Star. I'm talking about the ever so incredible Carl Kugelman. Yeah! And the crowd goes wild. Carl, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for joining us yesterday as well. You are amazing. And I do want to find out, just with you being the incredible model that you are now, did modeling happen to you, or did you happen to modeling?
Well, firstly, thanks so much for having me, Zanele. I really appreciate it. I think, you know, it was a bit of both. I think in high school, a lot of my friends were like, oh, you should start modeling. And I did sort of, you know, want to give it a go. Mm-hmm. And then a friend of mine's sister was actually in the modeling industry, in the managerial side, and she said, you know, you should give it a go. And she started helping me get into an agency, and then things kind of went south and she dropped me, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do this myself. So I applied myself, and yeah, and then I got into an agency, and then straight away started traveling straight after school when I finished. So for me, it was just a sort of I mean, I got rejected actually by two agencies before I signed with one. Yeah. And then I got accepted, and we're like, hey, can you go to Asia, like to Hong Kong, in 2 months? And I was like, oh my word, like I haven't even done a job yet. Yeah. And now they want to send me overseas. And I was like, you know what, this is a great opportunity. And then kind of went on from there.
And I feel like those two agencies are probably kicking themselves.
But I'm very happy with FanJam at the moment. That's my agency. They're amazing. Yeah. And they've helped me so much, and they've helped me grow. So I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah. And just on the note of growing, I feel like a lot of people think that modeling is just about standing in front of a camera and taking a picture. Can I ask you to draw a little bit of a picture for us in terms of telling us what are some of the most important things that actually go into modeling that not many people know about?
See, what I'm going to first say is, you know, modeling is definitely not for everyone, and you can be good looking, but you need to have a certain personality in order to do it.
What? And je ne sais quoi.
One of those is you need to be very spontaneous. And I mean, a lot of the times you'll get a message one day saying, hey, listen, you're actually going to, let's say, Asia in 2 weeks. And then it could be a call the next day saying, actually, your flight is tomorrow. You need to pack and go.
Oh, wow.
You need to be able to get up and go whenever.
Yeah.
So that definitely has been a trait of mine ever since I was young. And I like to be spontaneous, and it's exciting and it's thrilling. And the other thing is, you need to be sort of organized and disciplined. And specifically when it comes to, you know, keeping your body or your skin in check.
Yeah.
And it's not something where you can sort of, okay, I'll let go for 2 months and then, you know, get into the summer body you know, for the summer period, you know. It's not like that. You have to be on point all the time if your modeling is your full-on profession, which
it is. Oh, goodness. So, Carl, you're telling me I can't be a modeler. I can't model.
I'm not saying that at all. Not saying that at all.
I'm telling you I can't model because every other day is a cheat day for me. But Carl, just taking it over to something that I think then came out of you modeling, rather, the fact that you then fell into social media. I want to find out all about that. How did it happen? Yeah. And when did you even realize that, hey, man, I can do the social media thing?
Well, here's the thing, right? So from the day I left school, I mean, let me say this. I had 3,000 followers on the, let's say, the 1st of August 2019. I only had 3,000 followers. Yeah. And I was doing my Instagram. I was doing my thing, right? I was trying and it wasn't ready building. And then I came back from my second trip to Hong Kong because I was traveling for around 3 or 4 years on and off back to South Africa overseas. And then a friend of mine said to me, you know, listen, there's this guy, a friend of hers that was doing this app called TikTok and shaking his hair and getting loads of views, thousands of views, and it was translating over to his Instagram. And what I learned through modeling was, you know, you can be a great model, but you also need to, you know, expose yourself, get some exposure for yourself. And the guys who had more Instagram followers were booking more jobs, and I was like, okay, I need to build that. So I started the TikTok, I started doing a couple of videos, people like my stuff.
Yeah.
And then sort of just watched what was trending, what was doing well, started doing my own thing. And then, you know, Choose Bob, it kind of started building. Yeah, it built quite exponentially, quite quickly, and now I'm here after a year and a half, and I still, it's unfathomable, honestly, when I still look at it. I can't believe it actually happened.
And this is what I was literally going to say. I was going to say, Carl, in less than 2 years, you've got millions of followers and people who just want to know what Carl is doing and what's his next video. That is freaking incredible. Congratulations on that, dude. Yeah. As you can hear, he is an absolute superstar. We got part two coming up, and it's more of a quick fire game that we're playing with him. And it's something that I think we're going to do with all of our guests at the moment. I'm trying to get us DJ Zinclair for Friday. I will tell you all about it tomorrow. However, right now, it's Carl Kugelman who is making sure that we know all about him and his amazing career thus far. And as you can tell, his future is oh so bright. Part two's on the way. Don't go anywhere.